Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 25th of November. Only a couple of days to go. Fly back home tomorrow from Vegas. What an interesting day yesterday was. I'm sure some of you have been out here, and you get a. If you stay in MGM properties, you can. Well, I think you can join it anyway. You don't have to be staying there. An M Life card, which is like basically a membership card, but really it's a card for them to track your gambling. So the card goes in the slot machines and you give it to the dealers when you're playing roulette and this, that and the other, and it accumulates points as you spin whatever or play card hands. But you can also load it with money. And it's all pin operated. You put a pin in, just like a bank card. Hundreds of these get left around all day long. But obviously, if you haven't got the pin, you can't use it. And the only way you can change the pin, you get three goes and it locks it out. If you is you have to go up to the desk with your passport. So anyway, I've obviously left one of these cards somewhere over this week. I've got a few of them. And... yeah, I had about, when I won that jackpot, I left the 3,648 on it, and I had it anyway. And nobody can see that, so if you're playing in a machine, but they can see your points, and we've got a load of points. We've got about, 50,000 points, because we never spend them. So, basically, what happened is somebody's obviously found my card, popped it in the machine, and seen that it's got 50,000 points. And it equates apparently into like $500. That is, you can actually change it into slot spins of $500. So they've gone up to the counter and pretended they're me, flashed a passport and changed the pin. And with that, what they probably didn't know is they knew it had the 50,000 points, but once they've put the if they put in the code, there's a sort of settings thing you go in, you put it in a machine, they can see the money behind the card as well. So they went around Mandalay Bay and New York, knocking all my money out yesterday morning. 3,000 odd quid. Used up some of my points as well. They converted some of that into cash and used that. So, yeah, didn't know anything about it. Sam went down to have a play and got hold of me and said... there's no money on the card and your points are all gone. I said, well, that's not right. So I came down, put the pin in, and the pin wouldn't work. So I went back to the desk and said, my pin's not working, reset my pin, went back to the thing, put it in, got into the settings. I had $14 left, so I've gone back again and said, hang on a minute, I've only got $14 left. And they reeled off all these times, 4 in the morning in Mandalay Bay, 4:01 on this machine, 4:01. I said, well, that's not me. So I had to go down to Mandalay Bay and get a slot guy and the surveillance and fair play. They did sort it all out. But, yeah, there's some scamming bastards everywhere, aren't there? I did feel a bit sick on the way down to Mandalay Bay. Well, fucking hell, just hope I can get this back. But they were brilliant, to be fair. The staff at MGM were brilliant. All I would say if anybody's coming out here is if you do get one of these cards, keep them very safe. I've tended to, I have lost them before. I've not guarded it like a bank card because obviously people need the pin even if they find it. But what's happened here, obviously MGM, as though they put it, error in our processing, they said. Obviously when they go up, whoever went up to change the pin, the person who's done that, although they've seen a passport, they haven't checked their names or anything, they've just sort of flashed a passport, I guess. I've been coming here 20 years this year and I've never had anything like that, any aggro whatsoever. So I was a bit pissed off, but as I say, they were absolutely brilliant. The staff here were superb, all sorted. Great news, a lot of you I know have had good weekends on the football. And great reports of season figures, banks 30% up and things like that. Superb stuff. It is a grind. I know people have had a hard time and some people got off to a bad start, but it's exactly as I said with the racing the other day. You've got to keep grinding away. You've just got to keep doing it if you want to make any money at this game, and accept you are going to have losers. and losing weekends, and it can be tough, it can be horrible at times. You know, I had a horrendous, whenever it was, around October time. You know, that week I'd done 20 grand. It's horrendous, nobody enjoys it, I absolutely hate it. But if you throw the towel in, you're never going to make anything of it. But yeah, no, great stuff, and the pod's done very well. We've been chugging along nicely. And on that note, I have got a couple more for you today. At 5 o'clock in Turkey, a first half goal at Antalyaspor versus Gaziantep. And over 1.5 at Le Havre Guingamp. So both those games, if 0-0, 20-25 minutes, then back over 1.5 in Le Havre, and then trade it on a goal and either drip back a first half goal at Antalyaspor or drip lay under 0.5. It's the same bet, whatever you want to do. The 2.5 model today has thrown up a small bet in Brazil at 23 o'clock, 11 o'clock your time, CSAL versus Fluminense. But it's a small bet, there's only a small amount of value in that, so don't go diving in massive if getting involved there. And again, I would trade that if it was me, removing my liability on a goal, if you want to stay up late. What else happened? Yeah, went to Aerosmith last night. I have to admit, it was Sam who sort of said, can we go and see Aerosmith? I know some of their songs. I didn't realise how old they were. Flipping hell, is he an old boy? We were right, literally, by the stage. We were sort of 5 feet from him. But can still rock it out. Yeah, it was good, enjoyable. Very, very, very loud. It's only a small theatre, but he was... they were very enjoyable, good. The guys on the guitars, I don't really know anything about them other than knowing a couple of their songs on the radio. The guys on the guitars were absolutely superb. Really, really, really good they were. But, Champions League tomorrow, I'll be flying home, so won't get a chance to see that. But that's Mourinho's first home game, see what it is. I see a few things about, will he get the Tottenham way? Will he get what is the Tottenham way? I mean, it's a bit like the West Ham way. What's in our DNA? Well, our DNA has evaporated over the 30 years to be a team that wins fuck all and bottles a lot. So if he's going to get that and change it, I'll be more than happy. As opposed to, I don't know what, when you think that, you know, you go back to the days Fergie walks in a dressing room and goes, lads, it's Spurs. That's our DNA. We've even got a flipping phrase after a Spursy. Let's get rid of it. I've not locked up on much politics. I see the old Tory manifesto, the old Book of Lies came out yesterday. All as bad as one another, aren't they? They're pathetic. But managed to stay away from that for a couple of days since that debate done me, and I think that tipped me over the edge of how much bollocks can we listen to. Right, I've got nothing else for you. Have a lovely, what is it? What day is it? See, you lose all time and date out here. God knows I've had about four hours sleep in the last 3 days, I think. Right, it is the 25th, it's a Monday. Have a lovely Monday, and I will be back with you tomorrow. If I've done well, I'm pleased I've kept these podcasts going. I know they might have bored the hell out of you, but we've kept the pods going through Vegas, and we'll be back on terra firma soon, and get into it. Anyway, have a great Monday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.